Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. I wrote this piece in February 2020. COVID had just begun spreading out of Wuhan. Taiwan's mask rationing system had just launched, and people were still commuting to work as usual, thinking it probably wouldn't get too serious. But I had this strange clarity at the time, a sense that many things we assumed were solid had already started to come loose. Our generation has witnessed too many firsts. Wuhan locked down 11 million people unable to leave. The Australian bushfires burned through more than 18 million hectares, roughly half the landmass of Japan. The Olympics actually did get postponed, and my own most immediate experience, when the pandemic hit, the first among my clients to buckle wasn't the smallest company, it was the largest. Those massive organizations had to hold meeting after meeting just to begin turning around. And by the time a decision came through, the wave had already passed. We, on the other hand, were small enough and light enough to move. Within 2 weeks, we had shifted every service online. So I arrived at a conclusion. In times of radical disruption, size is not an asset, it is a liability. The key to survival is not becoming bigger, but becoming lighter. In calm seas, the large vessel holds steady. When the tsunami comes, it is the small boat that rides the waves and lives. Looking back 6 years later, that conclusion still holds. The waves will always come. The question is whether you are riding them or being swallowed by them. The things you possess, are they a lifeline keeping you afloat or dead weight pulling you under?